Today we're going to discuss the famous tshuva by the Sri Deish about co-ed youth groups and young men and young women singing Shabbos songs together. This is in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Zayin. Who was the Sri Deish? That was Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. He was born in Russia in 1885. He studied in the Lithuanian yeshivos, where he inherited, or when he learned, he studied both the analytic approach to Gemara and also the Musar philosophy of Yisrael Salanter. He studied in Slobodka Yeshiva. During World War I, he emigrated to Germany. He was later appointed the head of the Hildesheimer Rabbinical Seminary in Berlin until that institution was closed by the Nazis in 1938. He was a noted Talmudic scholar. He replied to many halachic shailas. He educated generations of rabbis, communal leaders, and thinkers. During World War II, he was imprisoned by the Nazis, although he survived, broken but strong in spirit, bodily broken but strong in spirit. After the war, he settled in Switzerland, and he died in Monroe, Switzerland in 1966, and was buried in Yerushalayim. Here is the Shaila. Imuter lin arim and aros leshir biyachat shirei kodesh. Are young men and young women permitted to sing together Jewish songs or holy songs? The tshuva is dated Yom Ches Tevesh Shin Zion. So I guess we're talking about 1947. And there is a Mita'er Kvot Toroso Esder HaChinuch Shel Irgun Yeshurun. So there is this youth group, Yeshurun Shenosad Be'eretz Tzarfat Lifnei Kama Shanim. It was established in France a number of years back. Shumisnag Al Pi Shitas HaChinuch Shehayanog B'mdinas Ashkenaz Lifnei HaChurban, that it followed a certain educational philosophy that German Jews, that was practiced in Germany before the Holocaust. V'achshav kamu negdo orim mitzad chug yadu shel charedim, a known group of charedim, of God-fearing people, criticized this youth group, asher lefi da'atam ena derech hazos lefi ruach hayadut, that according to their opinion, that this youth group is not according to the spirit of Judaism, the way that our ancestors and our holy rabbis inherited it. And the criticisms are two. So one criticism is against the formation of this organization. So they join young men and young women together and in one group. That the boys and the girls sing together Shabbos songs at the meals or other holy songs together. And Kvod Torato Shoel B'Shem Havidah HaToranit Shel Ergun Yeshurun. And the rabbi is asking in the name, or the question is asking the name of the, I guess, the Torah leadership of this organization. Can they continue functioning in the way they function until now with this organization? Or do they have to stop the functioning and of this organization and to actually to break this organization apart, so it should be that this organization should be no more because of these issues. And then the truth is, should they disband this organization? And there are at least three ways to answer this question. Either you could say that, yeah, these criticisms are legitimate, and it's forbidden to continue a Jewish organization like this. Or you can say it's totally permitted. Or you can say it's forbidden in general, but it's permitted because of certain unique considerations here. So he begins and he says, Vashiv al Rishon Rishon. I'm first going to answer the first issue first. Valachron Achron, the second answer, second. The last answer, last. So he says these criticisms of these God-fearing people about the co-ed youth groups, there's certainly what to rely on. Sharei al pi din Torah tzorich lahafish anashim benashim kedei shelavo yavo lekalos rosh, that there's a concern that needs to separate men and women so we don't lead to levity. And he says the Gemara in Sukkah about the separation of men and women during the Simchat Beit HaShoeva because of concerns of Kalus Rosh. And he cites the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tes Siv Dalet, that the Beis Din had to hire police officers during the holidays so that the men and women don't mix and engage in Kalus Rosh, engage in levity. And the second criticism is also a good criticism on the surface. The Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Dalet says Kol Beisha Erva, that there is a prohibition to listen to the singing voice of a woman who's an erva, and these young women, presumably if they're already teenagers, they are nidos. They haven't gone into the mikveh. They're a nida. Therefore, they have a status of erva. And therefore, it seems that it should be forbidden for young men and young women to sing together, for the young men to sing when they're hearing the sounds of the young women who, because of Kolisha. So now he attempts to answer the question. So first of all, he says, "Mikomakom kishen ishalti al ze miman hale yeshuun horeti lahem sheyam shichot pulatam piaderech shehitvu lahem gdoy ashkelon." So first of all, the Sri Deish says that when I was asked about this from the leadership of Yeshuun, I told them they should continue their activities the way they've been functioning and tenon, the way they've been taught by the leading rabbinic authorities of Ashkenaz. Shayu tzadikim gedolim, they were great, they were righteous people. V'chol kavanasam ha'shem shemayim, and their intent was all for the sake of heaven. In other words, he's deferential to minhag. And what was their goal? Lahatzil tanor misakanat han tmiyash itpachta ba'ashkenaz b'yameyam. And the goal of this type of education was to save the youth from being assimilated in Ashkenaz in their days. Vayidei Kain, he tzilu kamenes fashot miyisrael v'tzichol karmen l'torah v'liyirat shamayim. And because of this, they're able to save many souls, many Jewish souls, and bring them closer to the Torah and fear of God, fear of heaven. Ashkenaz, how you became a mumchim chachmad achinuch, and the leaders, the rabbinic leaders of Ashkenaz of Germany, were experts in education. And they were able, therefore, to raise generations of God-fearing Jews who also were knowledgeable in the secular world. Mashalola bide gone gedolei Litau Polin, as opposed to the great leaders of Lithuania and Poland who were unsuccessful, because they were not able to arrange the education based on the needs of the time or the conditions of the time. And it's known the story that Rav Yisrael Salanter said when he returned from Germany. And in Germany, he visited Rav Israel Hildesheimer. Vera oto maratzeh shirim b'tanach v'shulchanach lifnei nashim tzirot b'tulot. And he saw that Rav Hildesheimer was delivering shirim and tanach and shulchanach in front of young women. V'ko amar, and he said, im yavo mimi rabbanei litelan, he came batato, vada shiavir oto mi kahunato. If Lithuanian rabbis would do this in their communities, they would certainly be removed from their position. And that's the case. Halavai, if only my portion in Gan Eden would be the same as with Rav Hildesheimer for doing this, for teaching Tanakh and Shulchan Aruch in front of young women. Because there's sometimes that we have to bend, perhaps. We have to, for the sake of God, we have to do certain things. We have to cancel out. We have to eliminate. Or we have to turn aside certain halachos or certain practices for the sake of God. And he goes on to explain, V'nei rabbanei Poland ve'ungaran, shenitgagu l'medina tzarfat, roi matamin hakim l'chadashim, shenigu charedei tzarfat, alpi shitat gonei v'tzadiki Ashkenaz. And the rabbis of Poland and Hungary, that after the war, they ended up in France, they see these new customs, that the rabbinic leaders of France are practicing, v'mochim negdam ba'oz, and they protest with strength, l'fishim min hagim eilen neged, because their practices seem to go against the Gemara and Poskim. Yeah, but these rabbis aren't experts in the conditions of the time that are taking place in France. They don't see the very difficult situation of the Jews there. And just the opposite, by their claims, they are putting in danger the continued opening and the continued functioning of this organization, which has been so successful educationally to bring Torah to young Jewish men and women. And Yadua Kama Chazak Shetav Hitpolut Be'eret Tzarfat V'Kama Gadol Bisparam Shanisu HaTorah B'Dinazu. It's known how strong the assimilation is and intermarriages in France. B'Nigul HaArtzot HaAchirot Sheshem HaYadut Holechet B'Tgaberet U'Minan Eret Mishifluta Hinei B'Tzarfat HaTmira Holechet U'Gedela. As opposed to other lands where Judaism is strengthening and awakening from its state of decline, in France assimilation is strong. And he says that if they will attack, if these Jews who immigrated from Hungary and Poland attack this tried and tested method of Jewish education according to the Gedolim of Ashkenaz, then sofa sheyadut tzarfat gevia v'klaya gemur chas v'shalom. And this will be the end of the Jews in France. And therefore, it's an es lasos l'Hashem. We need to be lenient when it comes to the mixing of men and women in the same youth group in order to save Jewish lives, spiritual lives. He says, Etzem ahit agdut shabanim banot tachat degel ator v'amsor mehaveh koa kadosh shel chizuk v'idir l'ruach ha-noar shunatun tachat hashpa'a bilti posekat shel beit sefer nachri v'asivat ha-goyit. Says the union of young men and young women under the flag of the Torah and tradition strengthens and encourages the spirit of the youth that is constantly under the influence of a non-Jewish school and a non-Jewish surrounding. Hagorema ikari lematzav matziv avishin ol betzarfat hu lefi dati regesh habdidut hameik ali bol shel nor hayudit. That the main cause for the sad situation of the Jews in France is they're all alone. Hanar o anara yudit margish et atzmo bodeid v'nezav l'ashev. The young man, the young woman feels all alone. Ein lo achizai nafshit bekev habayit u'mishpacha shelo v'krovav. He's saying that they don't feel connected in their family. There's no Jewish life. And this is these youth groups are a way to keep the spirit alive. And he goes on to say that these practices of separating the men and the women, the concern is what? Kalus Rosh. And the concern, let's say there's a concern of histaklus, of men to stare at women, that is staring for the sake of pleasure. But if there is proper supervision, and the boys are separate from the girls where they're staying, And the classes, the boys and girls are learning separately, and the madrichim are God-fearing and are God-fearing Jews, and they accept responsibilities. The boys and girls are acting appropriately. So again, the concern is one of kalos rosh. The concern is hystaklos, but if it's done in an appropriate way, so then it is technically permitted. In shul, there's a requirement for machitza, he says, but other than that, there's no halacha about separating the young men, the men and women, other than again, maybe midas chasidus, maybe it could lead to hystaklos, maybe it could lead to kalos rosh. And he says, Hanach li Yisrael, let the Jews engage in this behavior to save the youth. So that's the first issue that he addresses, that the Kohen groups are necessary in France to save Judaism. Regarding the second issue, he says, yes, kol be'isha erva, that it's forbidden to listen to the singing voice of a young woman. So Rav Bechiel Yaakov Weinberg says, kodesh, yachad. That which they had the custom to sing Jewish songs, both young men and young women together, kvar machanot. I was already asked this question from the leaders of the camps. They shafted to have I respond to them. Ki boy le Berlin. Then when I came to Berlin, ra'iti b'batei ha'charedim mizamim anashim anashim yachad zmirat kodesh b'shabbat. I saw in very frum houses men and women singing Shabbat songs together. V'ishtomamti leminag zeh, and I was astounded by this custom. Shuneged din mefurash baruch hayem siman ayin hei sif gimel. It seems to go against the halacha on Shulchan Aruch. The kol zemer isha is aser, that the sound of his singing voice of a woman and during Kriyat Shema is aser. Then he points out that many Rishonim, let's say the Rosh, holds that it's not only Kriyat Shema, but it's aser even not during Kriyat Shema, and that seems to be the position of the Gra, the Rambam, the Smag, and the Tur. So how do they get around singing boys and girls together if there's an issue of Kol Be'isha Erva? And he says that, number one, he says that Achrei Chakiru Drisha Nemar Li Ki Agon Atzai Kuvelza Hilde Scheiber V'chein Hagon Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch V'Frankfurt Al Nahar Main Hitiru B'Zmirot Kodesh L'Zamer Yachad. The Rav Hilde Scheiber and Rav Hirsch allowed men and women to sing together. V'Atam Yishim Nitrei Kol Lo Mishtameh. So first he wants to say, because two sounds cannot be heard, or you can't necessarily make out if two people are singing, so then a unique sound is not heard, and therefore there's not a violation of kolisha. That's what he first wants to say, but he wasn't so happy with that reason. He says, lo nacha dati baze. But then he found another approach. He's found the Stechemet that he said that who brought the name of a Sephardi Rav, Lahatir Zimrot Kodesh Alashim and Lashim Yachad, that allowed Jewish songs, holy songs, to men and women together. What's the reason? The reason is, he cites the Rambam, that the prohibition of Kolisha, is based on deriving pleasure from her, from the sound of her voice. And he says, therefore, Bezmiros Kodesh, Ein Lachoshit Kavnula Enos Mikolisha. They're singing Jewish songs. We're not concerned that they will intend to benefit from the sound of the woman. And then he says, that's why the poskim only forbid Kol Zemer, the sound of singing, and not a Kol Stam, not a regular song. Because a Zemer, Gorim Lehir Huri Taiva, that the singing song, the singing voice of a woman, could cause the thoughts of desire. Velost kol stam shavagabo, not her regular voice. And then he says, yesh makom lomar. Therefore, you can say shebizmirot kodesh hazem morer regesh kodesh velo hirhu aveira. That with holy songs, the song awakens holy feelings and not the thoughts of Avera, not the thoughts of Sid. He also wanted to argue that the Ramah in Evan HaEzer, Simon Chaval, says that when it comes to that Kol She'ena Osa Derech Chiba Rak Kavanah Sol L'Shem Shemayim Mutar. So the Evan HaEzer says that when you engage in that, he's talking about the Ramah discussing engaging in certain activities with women, and he says, talking about certain activities, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asher Lishtamish Bishaklal, you can't really engage in doing things with women, and what type of shimush. They're talking about washing hands and face, but Rechitz is part of Yad V'Raglav, even for her to pour water for him, but and fixing his bed. But the Ramah writes that all this is the Ramah writes that there are those who are lenient when they only aser Devarim Shel Chiba. He says that they're all if you don't do these things, they're a chiba, but your kavana is l'shem shamayim, then these things are not a problem. So he wants to argue that maybe there's a difference between doing these type of activities and maybe singing voice, but the Sri Deish says that since when men and women sing together, their kavana is l'shem shamayim, to awaken religious feelings and to evoke a love for Kodesh Yisrael, for the holiness of Klal Yisrael. So you can be lenient here. And he says, Eis lasos l'shem hefei retortecha, that we can perhaps cancel out some, or we can probably set aside some practices which maybe should be followed according to the Torah for some greater good. But he points out, Uvade shadavar zeh nimsar rak l'chazal l'chriya masei hu ha'eis lasos u'mah mutar l'hafer. That really, Chazal know when we can apply the principle of Eis Lasos L'Hashem Hefer Torah Techa. V'lo nimsar l'chol adam lasos ma'asa b'shul shu yodea ki yesh kan Eis Lasos. He says, your average person can't just decide and say, okay, Eis Lasos L'Hashem Hefer Torah Techa, we can violate this halacha. So you can't simply just do that. But he points out, b'nidon she'ein kan iser gamor v'rak yesh kan minag chasidus v'minag tznias. But here, when it comes to young men and young women who are singing together, there's no real iser. There's a minag chasidus, which is a pious practice, and a midah of tznias, a modesty. So then you can say that because of the difficult situation, so we would be allowed to permit the men and women to sing together. And he points out that, again, the leaders of the Yeshuan organization are relying on Gedolei Ashkenaz. They were experts in Chachmas Achinuch, in the way of education, and they understood that the young women were educated in schools. They study languages and sciences. They have a regesh shel kavod atzma'i. They feel a sense of independence. They're going to feel like Nebuch. They're going to feel lowly, and they're going to feel upset if we tell them they can't join in singing holy songs. Therefore, they allow the women to join with songs of Shabbos. V'anu ro'im v'yodim ki gedolei Ashkenaz hitzlichu b'chinuch habanot v'nashim tzirot yoter migdolei shar aratzot. And we know, and we see, the leaders of Ashkenaz of Germany were more successful in educating the young women than were the leaders of other lands. And in Ashkenaz, in Germany, we see women who are very learned, very professional in the secular world, but they're also very God-fearing and they observe mitzvos with passion. And therefore, Mishum Kach Einani Marhiv La'asor Mashitiru Haim. Therefore, I'm not going to forbid that which they permitted. Ufugonda Nemar Eis La'asol Hashem Eferet Torah Techa. Then we're going to find the principle of Eis La'asol Hashem Eferet Torah Techa. And he finishes with an interesting point. He says, "But I said specifically in my letter that we shouldn't force the women that they should join with the holy songs. In other words, v'nisratzu." He's saying, if let's say there's some women who want to take a more traditional view, they don't want to sing. We shouldn't mock them and say, oh, you're so ancient, you're so archaic. They're following a custom of our ancestors that were careful from allowing women to sing Shabbos songs. So he's saying they're allowed to, the boys and the girls are allowed to sing together, but if a young woman doesn't want to sing, we shouldn't make fun of her either. This is a very significant tshuva, because number one, we see this Rishis being deferential to minhag. This is the practice of Gedolei Ashkenaz, and if it's been an established practice, very deferential. He points out that when it comes to singing, he started off with the principle of Trei Koli Lo Mishtameh, but then he switched to Shirei Kodesh, that the prohibition of Kol B'Yishe'erva may depend on Hirhor. But again, Poskim have been very hesitant in broadening the scope of the heter of the Sri Deish to other situations. But he says fundamentally it depends on Hirhor. And he brings up the principle of Eis Lasos Lashem Eferet Torah Techa, that sometimes it's necessary to perhaps stop following a practice that has been an important practice, a practice that may be based on very important values of tzniyus, very important values of being pious, and sometimes though the leaders of the generation may choose to change course because of shem shemayim reasons to save the Jewish youth, but you need great rabbis to make this determination. And this tshuva is probably the model to allow code organizations like B'nai Akiva and NCSY. But very important, don't mock women who want to take a more traditional position, while at the same time you're allowing women perhaps to take a more independent role in, let's say, singing at the Shabbos table. So this is obviously a very important tshuva. And also he points out about how the leaders of Germany, the rabbinic leaders, were very knowledgeable about how to educate the youth and which kulos, which leniencies to adopt in order to save the youth. And they were more successful than the rabbinic leaders of other generations. And that's very important to know. On the one hand, know the halacha, but also know the flexibility of halacha and minhag, and when it's appropriate under the, again, leadership of our gedolim, to perhaps sometimes be a little more lenient, sometimes for the greater good.